Last year, filmmaker Alejandro González Iñárritu won the Oscar for Best Picture, Best Director, also Best Screenplay for the movie Birdman. Iñárritu has a new movie. It's an epic called The Revenant. It opens tomorrow, and it's already getting Oscar buzz. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, The Revenant is a Western about betrayal and redemption. It's set in the American frontier in 1823.
The Revenant stars Leonardo DiCaprio as legendary explorer Hugh Glass. In the harsh, icy American wilderness, he gets mauled by a grizzly bear. A fur trapper, played by Tom Hardy, murders Glass's son, who is half Native American. Then he buries Glass alive, leaving him to die. The movie chronicles the hero's struggle to survive, bent on revenge.
I ain't afraid to die anymore.
Director Alejandro González Iñárritu says The Revenant is about endurance and resilience, but at its heart, it's also about the love between a father and son. And nature is a main character in this story.
I think it's a film that I want the people to feel the cold, to smell the fear, to remind how a tree sounds when there's wind, and become the hero, and be broken and isolated, and be dead and reborn again.
Iñárritu says he shot his film chronologically, using only natural sunlight and firelight in remote areas of Canada and Argentina.
Every molecule of this film was absolutely difficult. We were basically 11 months at the mercy of the low temperatures and different conditions that change 7 times a day. So sometimes 20, 25 degrees difference between the morning and the night, and with rain and snow and storms and then sun and then Chinook, which is these hot winds that come from the ocean and suddenly melt all the snow in 1 hour in front of your eyes. We were submerged in the same odyssey that these trappers were.
Iñárritu says shooting the movie opened his eyes to climate change in a very real way.
I saw the difference between 1 degree, which is between ice and water.
What Alejandro wanted to do was create poetry in that story.
In an interview provided by 20th Century Fox, DiCaprio says he admires the director and his longtime collaborator, cinematographer Emmanuel Chivo Lubezki.
I think what they quite uniquely achieve is this almost virtual reality where you really feel like you're out in the elements with these characters. You really feel immersed in their lives, but he's also able to have that camera move all the way through the wilderness but stop at a very intimate moment with the character and then travel on. So you almost feel like some strange, delusional wanderer watching all this chaos ensue. And you get the visual perspective of a character in the movie almost.
Sometimes DiCaprio's breath fogs the camera lens, which he stares directly into in extreme close-up. Other shots are long scenes of the river rushing by or wind rustling through the trees, and the camera weaves through battle scenes.
We choreograph all these scenes very meticulously. There's this beautiful dance between the camera and the actors, and even animals and avalanche and mountains and the epic scale, and then trying to get always to the close-up to the eyes. And these long takes is extremely exciting, and it creates a dramatic tension and a beauty that make you feel a 360-degree emotional experience. You know, it's a very experiential film in that sense.
Iñárritu and Chivo also played with the camera for Birdman, famously filmed to seem like one long, continuous shot. Michael Keaton played a washed-up superhero actor in Birdman. He told TV host Jimmy Kimmel that he admired Iñárritu for being a demanding perfectionist.
I joke, I call him a madman, because he is kind of a madman. But he's an artist, and you want to follow guys like that into the jungle.
Iñárritu's first feature film in 2000, Amores Perros, was filled with the frenetic energy of his hometown, Mexico City. Director Guillermo del Toro says he helped out in the editing booth.
Even back then, in his first film, it was quite evident to me that the guy was quite a brilliant filmmaker.
Del Toro says he, Iñárritu, and another Oscar-winning director, Alfonso Cuarón, often collaborate behind the scenes, three Mexican directors who have taken over Hollywood with their unique visions. For a time, the Tres Amigos, as they were known, had a production company, Cha-Cha-Cha. They've been outspoken politically, defending Mexican immigrants in this country. Del Toro says his friend Iñárritu has matured as a filmmaker.
His first movies depended enormously on a chain of tragedies. And I think with Birdman and Revenant, he is truly more curious about character. He is also very interested in the small moments. His sense of motion and action and his sense of place and character is almost like a combat photography done by a virtuoso.
The soundtrack of The Revenant mixes beats and breaths. Iñárritu says each of his films, Amores Perros, Babel, Beautiful, Birdman, and this, have their own rhythm and tempo. It's something he first learned to appreciate as a radio DJ in Mexico City in the 1980s.
I think there's a cosmic order and everything is musical. And if you don't have rhythm in that sense, you can't create nothing.
Like a jazz musician, Iñárritu riffs about making movies.
Cinema is an ocean. We filmmakers, we go out with our boat as sailors, and we are just navigating a couple of waves. So you find a wave, you try to survive, then the next one. And every time you approach it different, depending in the wind, the earthy kind of feeling and textures and emotions and the timing and everything that is not just quick back, took back with pixels, like how we can tell stories about human in a cinematic, spectacular way. It's a process. I'm still finding out.
Alejandro González Iñárritu, writer and director of the film The Revenant. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.